97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This segment brought to you by Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors is brought to you by Razorback Armory featuring Mantis X. Save money on ammo and improve your shooting. Go into Razorback Armory on Manchester Road in De Pere to get a demonstration and buy the Mantis X for your shooting expertise. It'll change the way you shoot and you can save money while you do it. Go to RazorbackArmory.com for more information and get the address and go over there.
Yep, and welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox, along with Bo Matthews. Otherwise, we've decided we're going to change the names, Carl, to Bigfoot on that side and Big Fish over here. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio with Bigfoot and Big Fish.
The Pew Pew Show. With Bigfoot and Big Fish.
If you are just joining us, maybe for the first time, you may not know if you haven't heard me talk about this. When I was a kid on the CB radio, used to be on the CB radio, I had my handle was Big Fish because I loved fishing as a kid, and it's what I enjoyed doing. So my grandfather was the kingfish, and I referred to myself as the big fish. So Bo Matthews has kind of taken that to heart and loves to tease me about it. But I don't fish as much as I used to. But I have to tell you, we've had some friends of the family who've become big in the pro fishing world. And Bo, it is something else. I'm telling you.
I don't make fun. I just love nicknames for people. That's it. We got to come up with a big something for Carl. The big intern. Nah, it doesn't work.
Pew pew.
Big Vader.
No. Big Vader. I
He's
like that.
He's the villain.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Big Luke.
Big Luke.
No. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out. That's good.
Sounds like Gunsmoke.
So there is a big bass tournament coming up we want to talk about here on, since we talk about the great outdoors all the time. Randy Terrell is joining us this morning because this is coming up the weekend of October 1st and 2nd down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Obviously, are you competing or have you just helped organize this?
I just helped organize it. I actually started it 16 years ago and brought my son and daughter in. And so they kind of run it now, and I stand on the sidelines. I still do some work, but it's a full-time job.
Oh, I bet it is.
Well, Ken Bartels is the gentleman who's the president of the Concord Lions Club. He's the one that made this connection for us. We appreciate you coming on to talk about it. Are you still looking for people to fish for this tournament coming up?
Absolutely. We guarantee a $325,000 payout, so a lot of that depends on the number of entries we get, so we're not near there yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. So what does it cost to, like, what's the entry fee for somebody who wants to fish?
$190 covers 2 days of fishing per person.
Very
reasonable.
If
there's two in a boat, it's $190 each. So,
well, that's a good fundraiser.
Yeah, no kidding. And how do you determine the winners? Is it total pounds of fish, or is it the biggest fish, or are there a couple different categories?
In most professional tournaments, it is a total pounds of fish. In this particular one, it is one big fish. That will win the main prize of $100,000. And there's 45 spots every other hour, every 2 hours, there's 45 spots. So let's say you catch a 6-pound bass and it's the biggest bass Saturday morning from 7 to 9. You would win $1,500 for that bass down to 45 places, $190 anywhere in between that you fit.
Nice.
If that 6-pound bass held up for the 2 days, we would add the $100,000 to that.
That's very reasonable. I mean, honestly, I always assumed it costs more than that to enter. Of course, you have to know what you're doing. You have to have the equipment and all that stuff. But wow,
And, well, you know, if you compare it to what it takes to play golf, I mean, it's really not that much
exactly.
different, you know? And also, Randy Terrell, is it Terrell or Terrell?
Terrell.
Randy, do you also put a tagged fish in the water as well, that if somebody catches that, there's a prize, or is that not in this tournament?
That's not us. No, we don't do that.
No.
I have heard of ones that do it, but we don't.
And that lake's so big, I don't know what are the odds are you'd ever catch it again. So, Randy, tell us about where on the Lake of the Ozarks. So I was a sport boater for a long time, and parts of that lake are so rough. I'm guessing this is down further down the lake somewhere, Camdenton, or is it just in effect for the whole lake?
It's in effect the whole lake. There's 5 weigh-in spots from PB2, Public Beach Number 2, all the way up to the 60-mile marker at Ivy Bend. So there's 5 different places people can go out and fish. They catch a fish, they go into one of those places, weigh it, we give them a receipt, and they go back to trying to find a bigger one.
Wow, how fun is that? Now, do you get a lot of professional fishermen in this, or just civilians, or is it a mix of everybody?
No, it's mostly for the weekend fishermen. There are some people who fish in it that are better than others that do some competitive fishing. But the big names in the competitive fishing, we don't allow in.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's it. Wow. 100.
Protected.
So the person that catches the biggest bass in this tournament is going to walk away with how much money?
$1,500.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
that is so fun.
And we've had over 16 years, you'd think, somebody around Lake of the Ozarks would probably win it, but very seldom they do. It's somebody from Kentucky, Iowa, Kansas. They come from 35 states to Lake of the Ozarks.
How many fishermen are you likely to see this year? What's the most you've ever had?
Most we've ever had is 3,800, 3,800. We expect about 3,400 this year. So
wow, that's fantastic. Randy, let me ask you about your connection with the Concord Village Lions. Ken was telling me you make a pretty hefty donation every year.
I do. Two charities, we donate about $30,000 a year to the Concord Village Lions. It adds to about $20,000. And I also give to St. Jude's and other, Humane Society and other things.
Wonderful. So, that's very kind.
I just wanted to ask, what motivated you to start this 16 years ago? Did you see a need for it? Was it a business idea? I mean, is this a for-profit business for you?
It is. It is for us. Right. We 16 years ago in 06, I've always been a bass fisherman and a below average golfer and whatever. My son and I took a trip to Alabama to fish in one fish tournament. And on the way back from Alabama, we started talking and said, nobody's doing this in Missouri. Let's try it. And be a long story short, I hocked my house and I lost $100,000 in 3 years. And after that, it started making money. So here we are.
a dream come true, huh? You had your passion paid off.
It absolutely was. It was it's beyond our belief right now that it would get this big. And, there's possibilities of it even going a lot bigger. We just need to talk to the right people.
Absolutely. And we've got those people listening. Randy Terrell is the founder of the event, the 16th annual Big Bass Bash tournament going on Lake of the Ozarks, October 1st and 2nd. If you're hearing this and you're going, I got that weekend off, well, you might want to get signed up. You can go to MidwestFishTournaments.com, BigBassBash.com. That's BigBassBash.com. And I've got to imagine that, I've got friends that put on golf tournaments, things like that. I'm guessing you're probably not fishing at this tournament. You're working.
I am not. I have to work for it. It's a long 3 days that I put in down there. So, I enjoy it. I work hard at it. And so does my son and daughter.
That's great.
It's great, and I know a lot of people that are passionate about fishing. I don't do it as often as I used to. I'd love to do something like that, but that's amazing. 3,400 people spread out. I mean, it's a huge lake, and I hope people get involved. I mean, that's impressive, I'll just say.
Yeah, when's the last time you went bass fishing there, Randy?
Oh, I go down there quite often on my own, and I fish some other small tournaments. I don't get into big ones. I'm not good enough. I do a lot more fishing than I do catching, but I enjoy it, just like playing golf, you know.
Just like playing golf. I do a lot more duffing than I do golfing, but I enjoy it.
In fact, we played in the Lions Club tournament yesterday, so.
Well, fantastic. Good luck to you. October 1st and 2nd is at the Lake of the Ozarks, the 16th annual Big Bass Bash Tournament. And what an honor it is, Randy Terrell, to talk to you. Thank you so much and good luck. We pray for good weather for you, sir.
Thank you very much. And thanks for giving me a chance to put this on the air.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you on the 17th annual. How about that idea? We'll just make it a plan.
There you go. We'll do it.
All right. My best to Ken Bartels as well. Really a good friend of this show. He was on last weekend. And the Concord Lions, man, the Concord Village Lions, they do a lot of great work. And it's all done when, you know, something like this is going on. So thank you again to Randy Terrell. Again, the information about this tournament, if you want to head to the Lake of the Ozarks, go to BigBassBash.com. And so for Mark Cox, otherwise known as Big Fish.
Big Fish over here. Thank you.
We thank you very much for listening to the show, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And that's pretty big news. You can win 100. And I liked how he diced it out. He said, What's the most you can win? $100,000. $1,500 because they're giving away those incremental prizes too. I think that's pretty sharp.
Even a mediocre fisherman like the Big Fish could win something. I just need a boat. Now I need a boat. Now I got to go talk to the wife about getting a boat. Honey, I could win $100,000 if I just had a boat.
Let's role play.
You think that logic could work?
I think that's a wonderful idea, Big Fish.
Clearly not my wife on the other end of the
line. She doesn't call you that, does she?
No. But few choice words, but not that one. I'm just kidding. Bo Matthews, have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you.
Yep, and spread this around. It's a podcast, and we thank you for listening on whatever radio station it is. It is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, see you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.